I'm gonna do the same thing as I did, and let me start this off here. When the recorder's in play, we are at play, ladies and gentlemen. G5 Radio. It's been a minute, and I have a teacher extraordinaire, Mr. Cortez, here with us. Good evening, sir.
Greetings, folks. How are you doing this fine, humid evening?
Yes, very very humid, and of course, live via satellite from where?
Albany, New York.
Albany, New York. Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
All right. Now, we're going to do this, Mr. Cortez, a real quick one here. Let's see how fine-tuned you are with the classics that we always listen to here. So I gave Mr. GPS a test, and he actually passed with flying colors on the third try. Oh, but, hey, I'm giving three chances here. So...
That must be pretty hard, isn't it? It's pretty hard.
It might be, but, you know, let me get the DJ scratch and sniff ready. It looks like he's ready. All right, let's do a little clip here. Let's get ready. So this is your snippet number one. Let's start it off.
Oh, I know what that is,
oh,
man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Drew Hill remix, man.
Oh!
Sleeping in my bed.
Damn, look out. What the hell? Holy shit. We got to give it to Mr. Cortez. Damn, on the first shot.
Yeah, that drum beat is like really, it sticks out like a sore thumb, man.
You said that drum beat sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
But it's a classic. So, kudos, Mr. Cortez. Kudos with that one. That was a good one. Mr. GPS, I don't know, man. I think Mr. Cortez is telling you to step up your game.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, well. We gonna step it up too because we gotta talk about some shit around here, and there's a lot to talk about. So let me see, which one do I want to start with? Well, actually, let's start with the quick ones here, and it's a two prong attack, which I'm gonna do. So soundboard, and it's good news for the whole world, and believe that when I say it. So soundboard, let's do it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, word on the street from our people said USA Today. Ladies and gentlemen, the PS4 has got an official date. November 15th, it's going down. Yes, November 15th. So, you know I'm taking the day off. Maybe I'll take a couple. Because this launch of the console, the PS4, of course, the console is selling for $399, and 15 base titles will be available during the launch. And also, Sony says that they're going to have 33 games ready by the end of the year.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Skippy. So we're talking NBA 2K14, Call of Duty Ghost, Battlefield 4, Madden 25. FIFA, Killzone, Drive Club, and one of my favorites that I put down for is Watch Dogs. So you either want to get the PS4 or, like some people, Mr. Cortez, have the Xbox. The Xbox,
oh, yeah,
the Xbox One is $100 more, and in my view, is a piece of shit. But Mr. Cortez, your thoughts?
Well, man, hey, let's. Dove into let's get into a little bit of history about this.
Okay.
The Xbox has never been contaminated as the P2 has.
Ooh.
The P3 has. Remember the viruses we had and we couldn't play online for about a week to a month, man. Remember those
about
times?
A couple weeks maybe.
Yeah, and then your corny CEO couldn't figure out what was going on, man.
What's that got to do with the price of eggs?
I'm just saying, man. Hey, I feel as though when Apple and Microsoft, when they make stuff, I don't hear that stuff crashing and carrying on, man. Mm-hmm. My game system has never crashed on me, man, since I had it.
Okay, all right. Well, Mr. GPS, are you going to be running to your local store and getting it?
Only if they solve the issue of backwards compatibility. If they have, then yes. If not, then I'll be sticking with my PS2 till it dies.
Okay, well, Mr. TPS, just to let you know, and I'm looking at another site here when they're talking about the PlayStation 4. Now, they list all the digital and store downloads, but they also list the digital downloads, which is another like 20-some-odd titles. But it says here that Sony says that there are more than 180 PS4 titles in development. Already in development, and from what I hear, that they're bringing all the old games back, but in a cloud format.
Oh shit! Now you want to charge me for what I already have? Fuck you!
Oh my god, man! Come on now, come on.
That is wrong, man. They shouldn't be doing that, bro.
Oh, you know what? If they had the old school Metal Gear Solid, like from PS1 or whatever, I'll go and play that. If they tweak it up and it's available on the cloud, fuck it, I wouldn't mind it. But that's just...
I don't want to pay for what I already have.
Okay.
I want to be able to put it in and go, just like it was. Tweak up the new one. That's why they're new.
Okay.
Now, they're going to charge you... I can see they're going to do, like, nah, you... like... for apps or whatever, you pay 99 cents. Now they're gonna use the same pricing with those, the older games, and I can actually work with that. But if you're gonna charge me the full price of some of that stuff, man, mm-hmm. you come on, man, that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree with that. I'll give you that. So I mean, but it's something to look out for. I would say this, Mr. GPS, you will not be disappointed. I really believe that from the heart of my bottom, you will not be disappointed. So,
if you want one bad enough, this is what you need to do, man. When they have, you know, when they have the sales of them and everything,
mm-hmm.
just get a brick, man. Get a brick. wait outside the store, man. Just wait outside the store in dark alleyway somewhere, and as you see somebody come out with theirs. You run up on them and bash them upside the head and take theirs, man.
Oh, my God.
Cortez, I never heard you talk like this before.
I'm serious, man. Violence is not the key, but I guess, you know, when the school district doesn't have a lot of money, times get hard on the boulevard.
Oh, yeah, man. It's hard out here for a pimp, man.
Jesus.
You know that, bro. It's hard out here, man. Shoot.
Mm.
So deaf. You wanna dance, I'ma make you dance. You wanna move, I'ma make you move. True Hill, come on.
I've got this feeling, I can't turn it loose, that somebody else is getting next to you. Can't walk around like I was your fool. Cause being who I am, I can't lose my cool. Telling me about things going on, but deep in my heart, babe, I hope that I'm wrong. Somebody sleeping in my bed, my place. Something's wrong, cause it's written on your face. Said it hurts so bad when I walk through the door. But you know one thing, I ain't coming back no more. Don't try to tell me things are still the same. Cause when we made love, I heard you call his name.
Yeah.
whips. I got plenty big hits, all kind of dips, got too many.
My life ain't complete if I ain't got no buzz, and can't nobody do it like we does. It's a must rap bus, any mic you hand to me, and represent for the rest of the family.
Well, I'm known for making moves on my own big songs, and how I keep it coming strong to the early morning.
Let me interrupt the regular schedule, twisted off high levels of bubonic, choking amateurs till they vomit.
I make them sick cause I'm the williest.
Too much for you to deal with, my niggas are right quick, survive or die, bitch.
Why switch this remix? Hurts every day, it's like this, and I never stop putting in work. I rock from L.A. to Drew Hill, something you can feel. All I'm about is that dollar bill, what the deal?
Funkier than Parliament, stay bent, behind tent. Keep a nigga paying my rent, my goldie 8 cent lingers. VBS describe best what's on the fence.
We make believers out of dreams.
Sleeping in my messing with my sleeping in my bed, sitting and sitting with my
sleeping in my bed,
yeah,
my head.
Said I can't sleep,
sleep,
I can't eat, tell me why you
Speaking of pimps, and we'll jump into another discussion here, we're going to go back to our guest the song here, but this one is a new one. It's a new one coming out. I let Mr. GPS get an exclusive of this. It's a banger that's going to be coming out. And I want you to take a guess of who the artist is. So I'll start off with maybe, like, it's only 47 seconds long, but I'm going to give you about 20 because you that good. So let's get the soundboard ready.
Hey, baby, where you going? Now, please don't rush out.
That's a badass bass.
And if you leave me like this, what am I going to do?
That's your clue. That's who is that artist?
That's for me or for
that's
GPS?
For, no, that's for you, sir. Mr. GPS already made the guess earlier in the show.
It's a new song.
It's a new song coming out.
And that's a bass. See, man, unless I hear some rap in there, it's hard to identify,
it's
man.
It's R&B, my brother. It's R&B.
The only person I know is probably coming out with something new and different, man. I can't say music, because I haven't heard him in a while, man.
Okay, if he guesses this, Mr. GPS, I'm going to get scared here.
Music, who else? D'Angelo?
No.
He hasn't gone.
No. No. But let's put it this way. D'Angelo was inspired by this gentleman.
Oh, Prince.
Yes!
Oh, okay. Yes. So you had
to... Hold up. Okay. Let me give you the rest of the song here. Here we go.
No problem.
Suddenly my eyes are open, been dreaming about you all night long. The only thing that I've been hoping for is for you to go to work, babe. We get it on. I ain't trying to make you blush, but I just wanted to tell you I think you're great. I know you're late, but I need another taste. Breakfast can wait.
The song is called Breakfast Can Wait. The purple one. Prince Rogers Nelson. Mr.
Wow.
Cortez. I could tell you're in awe.
I feel as though Victor probably has outdone himself on this particular album. In case you don't know who Victor is, folks, that's Prince's real name for those people that don't know.
Mm. He goes by many different names, sir. Many different names.
Oh, yeah, man. But the thing about his situation is he's going to make it to a point where you can only buy it online because he's independent right now. He's an independent label person now, so he's going to sell that online. You're not going to even see it in stores, but it's going to sell because he has a following.
Mm-hmm. But now here's the thing: the album cover came out on Twitter via the purple one. And here's the interesting part: on the actual cover itself, And it's kind of funny. It's actually a type of a comedic cover, excuse me. It's Dave Chappelle dressed as Prince.
Oh, I heard about that.
With a plate of pancakes in his hand.
So I wonder now, was that story true, man?
About?
Remember when when Charlie Murphy did that, man, did that skit?
Mm-hmm.
Or he wrote that skit about David Chappelle. Makes me wonder, did that really happen? I thought it was just comedic improv. You know, I thought he was just joking around, man. But I wonder now, is it really true that Prince can play basketball?
I don't know, man, but guess what? He requested Dave Chappelle for the cover. Yes, he did. He requested him in the whole Prince garb outfit with a plate of pancakes. It's called Breakfast Can Wait.
Well, Dave Chappelle ain't working right now, from what I think. So, but is it a new image of Dave Chappelle dressed up?
No,
as Prince?
It's what it looked like. It's like what he.
Oh, from the yeah. clip from his. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, man. I'm telling you, people, when this comes out, do not pass it by. I have a very good feeling about this album. I think it's going to be up there with, what was that one called? Musicology.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I think it's going to be like that. Mr. GPS, how about you? You had the first sneak peek of this song.
Yeah, sounds pretty good to me. I can't wait.
All right. So, Mr. Rogers Nelson, Mr. Prince, however you want to be called, the purple one, please tweet us. Send us a sign that you're down with G5 Radio. We're not worthy, but we'd like to be worthy. So
if he responds to us, man, shoot.
If he responds to us, that's it. We're global already. We'll be universal after that. Big time.
We'll be on a map, man. Shoot.
Hey, baby, where you going? Now, please don't rush off so soon. And if you leave me like this, what am I to do?
But I just wanted to tell ya, I think you're great. I know you're late, but I need another taste. Breakfast can wait.
Grits and gravy.
Grits and gravy.
Cheese, eggs, and jam. Oh. Can't nobody cook it like you, girl. No, ma'am. This here early morning. Need something else on my plate. I think I want another bite of you, babe.
Breakfast.
Breakfast can wait. You really put it on me. You shut it down last night. I thought the police were gon' come. Loud, yeah, and quiet. I ain't tryna make you blush. I just think you're great. Ain't no need to rush.
Breakfast can wait. Finally my eyes are open. Dreaming about you all night long. Hoping balls for you, go to work, babe. We get it on. I ain't tryna make you blush, but I just wanted to tell you I think you're great. I know you're late, but I need another taste. Breakfast can wait.
Hot cakes smothered in honey.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to pass. Fresh cup of coffee, no. I'd rather have you in my glass. Only thing that's gonna sweeten my tongue. Only thing's gonna last now. There's another body, you babe.
Breakfast.
You don't even have to act.
Finally, my eyes are open.
Oh, yeah.
Dreaming about you all night long. The only thing that I've been hoping for is for you go to work, babe. We get it on. I ain't trying to make you blush, but I just wanted to tell you. I think you're great. I know you're late, but I need another taste. Breakfast can wait. Breakfast can wait.
Can't stop even if the police come.
Breakfast can wait.
I got a double time kit drum.
Breakfast, breakfast.
You can't leave a black man in this state.
Breakfast can wait.
No.
Breakfast, breakfast can wait.
Come here, baby. Let me put you on my plate.
Breakfast can wait.
know my name. Call it, call my name. Heard your voice this morning, calling out my name. It had been so long since I've heard it that it didn't really sound quite the same, no. But it let me know that my name had never really been spoken before. Before the day I carried you through the bridal path door. And ever since the day I haven't wanted anyone but you. And anybody who really knows me knows the truth. That I just can't stop writing songs about you. I love you so much. People wanna stop the war.
Stop the war.
If they had a love as sweet as you, they'd
forget what they were fighting for.
What's the matter with the world today? Land of the free. Somebody lie.
They can blow my phone and people round my home.
They're only.
but just to let people know, we got a couple new fans here. We actually got an NBC 10 reporter listening to us, and it was who was it? Who did I say it was? Monique Braxton.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it must be. I think it's must be my luscious locks that she sees, man. My hair.
Which one, the white patch or the rest of it?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, man, but yeah. But
thank
man.
You for being a fan.
Yes, thank you very much, Miss Braxton, for being a fan. So, you know, please listen to us. Yes, we are brash. We are bold. But we are worldwide. G5 is worldwide. But now, on to other news that we have here. So once again, bring in the soundboard, please. Let's do this. Yep, and as you heard from Mr. GPS Hassan, yes, this is an alert. This is an alert of some issues that we got here with just people in America. There's just a lot of insane people out here, and I want to get to this one story that I saw. And Mr. Cortez, while you were away a little earlier before everybody came on, we have our new, let's say, theme music for Hero of the Stupid.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yes. And big ups to Mr. GPS because he gave me some inspiration and ideas. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cortez, this is our new song of Hero of the Stupid, our segue into the report.
Hero of the Stupid.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
Hey.
You sangano.
What? You heard me. You are a big dummy.
Who you calling a dummy, you big dummy? Where I come from, him is fighting
no,
word.
No, sing it, sing it, sing it, yeah.
There you go. Yes. The newest first installment of Hero of the Stupid, Mr. Cortez. What do you think of that?
I like that, man. It has its own little thing to it, man.
You go. There you go. Now, here's the deal with the Hero of the Stupid. This is the story straight from NYDailyNews.com. Two teens are charged with murdering an Australian baseball player. The reason why? They were just bored. What the fuck? Oh, I'm kind of bored. Let me go and kill somebody today.
They need their asses whipped.
See? The song makes you want to kick somebody's ass. So,
yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
So this individual, 22 years old from Melbourne, Australia, was found dead Friday while visiting the town of Duncan, where his girlfriend lives. Two Oklahoma teens were charged with the murder, while a third was named an accessory. This is in Duncan, Oklahoma. Mr. GPS, where is Duncan, Oklahoma?
Duncan, Oklahoma is south of Oklahoma City, I believe. I'm going to say right off of 35, somewhere around Arbor or something like that.
Okay, there you go. Anytime you need some directions, always ask for GPS. So,
but that's why I remember it.
Okay, all right. I believe you. So the boys randomly targeted the Australian baseball player as he jogged and shot him in the back, killing him to avoid boredom on a summer Oklahoma day. The kid died Friday along a tree-lined road on Duncan's well-to-do north side. The two teenagers, 15 and 16-year-olds from the gritty part of town, were charged with first-degree murder and ordered held without bond. The third, who's 17, was accused of being an accessory after the fact and with driving a vehicle while the weapon was discharged. He said in open court, quote unquote, "I pulled the trigger," but the judge directed him to remain quiet and said Tuesday was not the day to discuss the facts of the case. So the boy started to cry, and his bond is set at $1 million. So, Mr. GPS, your thoughts?
They need their asses beat, hands down.
Okay.
Oh, they're gonna get more than that, bro. They're going to get a little bit more than that when they get locked up. They're going to get violated.
I personally wouldn't even let it go that far. I would line up the firing squad and use them for target practice.
Ooh, good Lord. But, hey, who knows? It might happen. Just not by us.
Since you're bored, let me give you something to do. I'll run these bullets.
I'll run the bullets, you catch them.
You hit by one, you know what's up.
There you go. Mr. Cortez, your thoughts?
I agree with you, man, because that right there, nothing to do, man. Come on. Mm-hmm. I really hope they make those kids' parents pay restitution for that, man, because that's not right. Murdered an innocent man because you were bored.
Mm-hmm.
They were that bored, man. Why they had to use a gun? Why couldn't they just go at it hand-to-hand with the guy, man?
I guess, but either way, it doesn't make it any better. As trife, it's sad, and the condolences, of course, to the family. And, you know, they're going to get karma comes at you. Like you said, you do dirt, you get dirt.
Done favor. I don't know karate. that